All right, bright-eyed babies. That was Dominique Canique from The Singing Nun. At about 5 o'clock in the a.m. And this is the doctor sitting in for your favorite all-night man and mine, Moss Steiger. We sure miss him, don't we? What do we got here? Oh, yeah. Say, WKRPites, it's that lucky KRP Winnekeen portable radio time when yours truly, insert name here. I tell you what, babies, I'm just going to level with you. We got about 50 of these 100-pound bodybuilder model portable radios, and you put them up on the shoulder, you wander into a crowd of people who have no interest in your musical taste. They'll part like the Red Sea, believe me. We're really looking to unload them quick, you know what I mean? So, anybody who recognizes at least three of the many obscene words in this next tune, give me a call and you could stagger out of here with one of those in your hand if you can carry it. And we're going to stay right into the promised solid hour of the very solid late, great Otis Redding. And remember, I'm standing by my phones. Let me hear those obscene words.
What are you doing up at 5:07? Just listening, huh? Great. How do I sound? Wow. Congratulations. No, just by your very words, I think you've won yourself a radio, pal.
WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
And Dan and Harry and Morley and Mike all looked up at me with their eyes bulging out like little baby pigs and pleaded, "Please, Mr. Nessman, please, Mr. Award winner, please don't come to New York and put us newsmen out of work."
Uh-huh. What did you tell them?
Well, I never speak in my dreams, Jennifer. That's just how I am.
Of course you are.
Yes, I'm a great pretender. Pretending that you're still around. Ooh. My need is such. I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Morning, Lass.
Johnny, my space has been violated.
Congratulations, it's about time.
Oh, thank God.
Wes, where is the coffee pot?
I don't know. Somebody's taken my typewriter.
Hey, man, there's a whole lot of stuff missing.
Good golly.
Wes, I hate to say this, but I think we have been robbed.
Somebody must have jimmied the lock.
Jimmy did. I think they took the whole door.
6 kind of meats, 7 kind of cheeses, and little tiny olives placed in the shape of the station call letters. Unlimited champagne, not too expensive. A bartender, and for class, a coat check girl in a very short skirt. Go on. Tell the truth. Is that the perfect party or what?
Yeah. Who was there?
Was? No. This is what I'm planning for us this Friday night. The station, WKRP. I mean, we're inviting every ad agency in town. Ooh. You know, I rented the banquet room downstairs. You approved this weeks ago. This Friday. Every ad man in the city will be there. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah. Of course I do.
You, Thumb Gun, you had me going. You know, old Herbie was completely fooled by your dumb act. That's great, you guys. Oh, that's a hoot.
It was pretty good, wasn't it? Good golly.
Well, Mr. Carlson, I didn't want you to see your office like this.
It's a mess.
We've been robbed.
Oh, no. That's awful.
They hit the lobby, too. I don't know what else. I feel just terrible.
Yeah, so do I. I've never been robbed. I don't... Paul! They took my big boss 650 rod and reel. It's gone.
I'm afraid they took all of your hobby equipment, too.
What?
Your toys. Mr. Carlson, I think I better go call the police if we still have a phone left anywhere. I'm sorry. Okay, Les, give me your list.
Wonder why they didn't steal any of my awards.
I don't know, Les. Now, what was taken?
Here. The silver sow alone is invaluable. The fools.
Here's the list of the things that were stolen from the lobby in Mr. Carlson's office.
Wow, 2 pages?
Uh-huh. Now, Mr. Carlson is really pretty upset. He even ordered a burglar alarm system without clearing it with his mother. He wanted it installed today, but the best anybody could do was Friday.
Oh, no.
I don't believe this. I had $300 in concert tickets.
$300? You told me $200.
He told me $100.
The point is, they're gone.
Well, nothing missing in my desk here.
Yeah, so I'm okay, too.
Interesting. And neither of you allegedly heard anything last night, either, did you?
Now, what does that mean, Les?
Just that it's interesting.
Come on, Les. Johnny's no thief. He's a bum. Venus wouldn't do it because he'd be the first person we suspect.
Very sensitive of you, Herb.
I know. And I also know that we ought to line these guys up and shoot them right between the eyes.
Wait a second. You think these people should be killed for a couple hundred bucks worth of office equipment?
John, the point is we're not even safe in our own office. I'll tell you all something. I've been considering for my own peace of mind and buying a gun.
Nothing dangerous about that, is it?
Bailey, the police are waiting for that list. Ellen, add the 50 giveaway radios. They're gone, too.
Oh, no.
This makes me sick. It's like I want to scrub everything before I touch it.
How about looking on the bright side of this, huh? Nobody was hurt. Johnny here could have been hit over the head or shot or worse. You know, he was here alone.
Okay, hadn't thought about it that way.
All right, it's just been a break-in. They happen all the time. I mean, it's our turn. Now, what's the odds of that happening twice, huh?
Yeah.
Now, the police suggest that we watch ourselves at home. The thieves walked out of here with our entire personnel file. They have our home addresses, the hours we work, and even our salaries. So, be careful, all right?
That settles it. This citizen's angry.
Everybody, I'd like to say a few words about that robbery. I know how each of you feels. I certainly feel the same way myself. It's frightening to make somebody walk into our offices last night, yet we can't let this change the way we live. Things have got to get back to normal. That's why I'm asking each of you, including myself, show up Friday night for Herb's advertising party or reception or whatever the heck.
Oh, good God.
Look, I don't want to go to that thing any more than the rest of you do. Like my mother has said on numerous occasions, the least you can do is try to act normal. I guess you know why I ordered this system, Jennifer.
Certainly not because you're surrendering to urban paranoia.
No.
And not because it's just a great big fun toy.
No.
You installed it because it's a reasonable response to an unreasonable situation.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, where were we?
Fully activated, I believe.
Okay. Here we go. And there we are again.
Uh-huh.
See? Yeah. Now, if anybody opens that door, an alarm sounds here and at the police station. And then help is on the way. Unless you call this number that I have written down right over here.
I'm not
See?
So this is what's going to keep out the bad people, huh?
Looks like a fun toy.
Well, it isn't. That happens to be an unreasonable response to a reasonable situation.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
I heard this gala was supposed to start at 8 o'clock. Look, if nobody's going to show, I'd like to get home. I'm worried about my family being there alone.
Why don't you let him go, Herb? Be a sport, huh?
Where's your name tag?
He ate it. I saw him.
You guys are having fun, aren't you?
Honestly, Herb, when it's 10 o'clock, I am gone.
You got something more important to do, huh?
I'm going to spend another sleepless night at my apartment sitting by the phone listening to noises.
It's the same at my house, Bailey.
Can I go home too, Herb?
No, wait just a minute. Didn't you people pay attention the other day to the stirring words of the big guy? We were asked to act normal. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to stay right here and try my darndest to do just that. And it's my guess that Travis will be right beside me. Right, Andy?
Get away from me, Herb.
Who's he?
It's nobody. Now, where were we?
Well, you were telling me how you first got interested in radio.
That's right.
Herb, your party was perverse.
Wait, John. Wait now, look, I promised them that a celebrity would be here.
Use less, okay? I want to go upstairs, get a couple hours sleep. I got to do the all-night shift again.
Look, John, wait a minute. I tell you what, if you'll promise to stay just for a few more minutes, I'll tell you something that could save your life.
Sure.
Okay, now I know you're going to be on the air all alone tonight. So today I bought a gun.
What?
It's in my desk if you need it. Top left drawer, and it's loaded. Have a nice time at the party.
Welcome.
I'm with Brady and Silver.
Oh, well, I'm Herb Tarlick, Executive Sales Manager, Dilly KRP, and you are,
Hilda. I run the mailroom at the agency.
Venus is here, my children, always close by. And through the heaviness of a lonely night, there's just the two of us, as in Bill Withers and Grover Washington, Jr.
Raindrops
to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can drink it if we try.
What's happening?
Ah, man! What you mean? You take it easy. I think I hurt myself. Did you set off the alarm?
No, the door was unlocked when I came in. The alarm was off.
We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water all in the air, and it don't make no sound. Good things might come to those.
So now what? Check out the station, see if there's anybody out there who shouldn't be.
Yeah, and if they shouldn't be?
That's a good point. Look. Herb told me something today in the strictest of confidence.
He's got a gun in his desk.
He said I was the only person he told.
I heard about it from Les. I don't want to go get the gun.
Why not? You're the Vietnam vet. You've got experience with weapons.
I swore I'd never touch another gun, man. I don't want to shoot anybody.
Maybe we're getting a little carried away here.
Yeah, we sure are.
Right. I mean, why would the robbers come back anyway?
Yeah, everything of value is already stolen.
Right. Of course, it has been replaced.
Brand new stuff.
You know what? We could get the gun and unload it. That's safe, huh?
Yeah, I guess we could then check out the station.
Yeah, I mean, we're just paranoid. I know I am.
Just noise, false alarm.
Yeah. Me too.
If there's anybody out there and they have a loaded gun, and they see our gun...
Right, we shouldn't unload ours, right?
You pick up a gun, you better be ready to use it.
Top drawer.
Right.
You said left.
Excuse me, haven't you noticed anything strange?
The kid with the round glasses?
Yeah. Huh? No music. It's unlike Venus to mess up.
Point that thing, man. It scares. Oh, you want to take it? Fine.
Watch it.
One of us just turned pale.
Fever.
Man, when we started this, I didn't think we were going to find him. Venus is bad planning.
What's going on here?
Shh.
Why is everyone door unlocked and the alarm shut off?
Shh. What are you shaming me for?
The thieves are back and they're in your office.
We got them cornered. Well... That settles it. There's three of us, including Johnny. We got the rod.
The rod?
Sure, rod, piece, gat, iron, heater, Roscoe, pedals, grill.
It's Andy, Venus. Put the gun down. Put the gun down.
What are you guys doing? Pulling the leg of the old program director here.
Sorry, Andy, man. Look, I told you not to play around with guns.
Oh, well, shut it, man! Is that a real gun?
Yeah, it is.
It's not loaded.
Yes, it
oh,
is.
God. You aimed that at me. At me!
Travis, I think that...
No DJ has ever pointed a gun at me before. Not at any station I've ever worked. Oh, sure, I mean, we've had some problems before, but...
Travis, who's in my office?
Oh, hi. Has the party moved up here?
Oh, well, woo, woo, woo.
Everybody meet Stella? She's right there.
Well, Andrew was just showing me his office. Hey, do all these people work for you?
Andy. Mr. Travis. I suggest you have one of your employees get a record on the air.
You may be forced to fire your program director.
I'm sorry, Andy, man. I wasn't going to shoot you. I was going to shoot... Damn!
It's my fault, too, Trap.
We'll chat about this later, all right? I'll put the record on. It gives me a great excuse to leave the room.
Should I go with you or wait in your office?
Oh. I'm sorry, Mr. Carlson.
Then unload that thing, will you?
Well, here's where everybody's hiding. I really hope you're in the mood for a surprise.
Oh, well, I really don't think so, and I think I can speak for everybody.
Too bad. While you were all up here doing heaven knows what, downstairs at the party, somebody took off with all the coats and purses.
Oh, jeez. We got nobody to blame but ourselves. Then on the other hand...